It is Ryan Kipper Morning Show with Wanda Smith, and you know, we always have some good stuff going on in the community, and one of my favorites is on this morning. Now, this is our first time actually having Lisa Borders on since she got her new position, so I'm glad to have you in the studio, along with John Hope Bryant, the Coca-Cola Foundation. You're the chairman now, you're the vice president of Global Community Connections at the Coca-Cola Company. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ryan. It's great to be with you. Always great to come to your show.
And you know what? John Hope Bryant came on maybe a month and a half ago, and it was such a quick segment, but we got so many calls. They were like, who is that? Where'd he go? When's he coming back? And here you are again, because you and Coca-Cola have partnered with a book signing tour about how the poor can save capitalism. And first of all, welcome back to you too, sir.
My deep honor. This is the voice of our community, and this is the Pied Piper for Atlanta, and we want to make sure that we're coming to deliver the memo.
Well, I appreciate that compliment. So how did this whole partnership come about, and explain the Hope plan?
Well, Coca-Cola is not really a company, as it is really in many ways a messenger for what's cool and what's coming. Coca-Cola, you know, came to Atlanta, and they didn't just come to Atlanta, they transformed Atlanta. When Dr. King won the Nobel Peace Prize, and some business leaders did not want to honor him in Atlanta, the then chairman and CEO said, we are a global company, and this man has won the most important award in the world. If you don't want to honor him, we're going to move out of Atlanta. Well, they honored him, and Coke is still in Atlanta. But that was leadership. And at every step of the way, the company has tried to do the right thing. They're reclaiming the use of water, really trying to get a more healthy approach to environmental sustainability. And when Mandela's book came out, or his movie came out, they had a tour of that movie to try to bake it in. Now, that's not directly tied to their work, but they make a lot of profits and do a lot of business in Africa and developing countries around the world. So it's doing well and doing good. It's doing well by doing good. It's going just a little further to put that little spin on their message that says we're more than a company. We are about the sustainability of our communities. And so I think it makes perfect sense that and this is just my view, I think that the civil rights movement will follow the civil rights movement. I think that today's issue is not so much race and the color line, but class and poverty. I think there's a lot of people with too much month at the end of their money. And those are middle class people, working class folks, certainly the working poor. But if you make $50,000 a year in Atlanta, you've got too much month at the end of your money, and you're often living from paycheck to paycheck, even though you're walking around with a suit and driving a nice car, and you're stressed. Number one cause of divorce is money. That affects everything in your life. And so we want to really, in the backdrop of this global economic crisis, as we reemerge, look at the rainbow after the storm. Look for the rainbow after the storm, and try to figure out not just how we can survive, but how can we thrive? And that's what really the tour is about. It's not about the book per se. The book is just the manifesto for the movement. And the movement's about delivering the memo.
Lisa Borders, you know, why is this initiative, why is it important to Coca-Cola?
You know, Ryan, Coke has always been interested. John has so eloquently stated our history. It's encoded in our DNA to strengthen communities. We've believed in this for a very long time. And so this particular topic, financial literacy, how to make money, how to spend money. It's not just a commodity that we use. It has dramatic impact on your life individually and on all of us collectively, particularly in communities of color, but actually it applies to everyone. So we saw this as an opportunity once again to step forward in the community and respond to a community need. We understand, particularly after the 2008 crash of the economy, and it was like a worldwide thing, it sent a tsunamic shock across the world, that people are hurting. Many have started to recover, but it's been incremental. It's not as if it has just boomeranged back. Mm-hmm. And so we understand that people need tools, and they need actionable items that they can actually take effect immediately to make their lives better. So Coca-Cola jumped in and said, this is exactly our sweet spot where people need help and where we have the footprint to do it. There's no better place to start than right here in our hometown of Atlanta. And so we jumped on this bandwagon. John was kind enough to give me a sneak peek at the book when it was still a manuscript before he sent it up. And when I read it, I thought, this is compelling. it's impactful, and we need to share this. We can't keep it to ourselves. We got to share it. So our effort is to do a group of forums around the city so that individual folks have an opportunity to really get to John, not just read the book, but actually hear him answer questions for them individually and us collectively.
And so when and where will these symposiums take place?
So we're going to have three around the city. There's going to be one targeting business leaders. There's going to be one for students. There'll be one for women. We will have one at a business club, the 191 Club, for the business people. We'll be at the World of Coca-Cola for the students. And for the women, we think we're going to have them on our campus. We're still finalizing that one, but they're going to be around the city.
And we're talking about how, you know, this empowerment tour with John Hope Bryant, best-selling author, How the Poor Can Save Capitalism. Lisa Borders, the chair of the Coca-Cola Foundation, and just a good person all the way around.
It's a bad system.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having
us,
Ryan.
And Wanda says, we're waiting for our Share a Coke with Wanda, Share a Coke with Ryan. I'm going to keep on saying that until it shows up. Anybody
it
hear
will
me
show
out
up.
There?
It coming. Will show
all
up.
All right. It is the People Station, man. It's Ryan Kevin Morning Show with Wanda Smith. It's V103.